Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
The Athletic.
Hello, I'm Adam Hurry, host of Football Clichés, a truly unique podcast on The Athletic Network. What you're about to hear is a section of pure clichés, a few minutes we think perfectly encapsulates the essence of our podcast. A podcast that takes the deepest possible dive into the things we all take for granted about the game. A podcast that revels in the tiniest footballing niches, and a podcast the great Jeff Shreves once dubbed Irreverent Tosh. I hope you enjoy it anyway, for your sins.
Next bit, a thoroughly enjoyable aspect of clichés generally, but I'm happy to bring it up again. Elliot the Kid writes in and says, adjudication needed, Dave. Rob McCaffrey has just described Mustafa Carriol's goal for Gillingham as being absolutely lashed into the top left-hand bedroom. I'm not having this. Are you having this?
Lashed to the top left-hand bedroom? Never had anything like it in my life.
That's not particularly evocative, is it, Nick?
Is he trying to sort of create his own Maybe. Top bins kind of thing?
Yeah.
What? I mean, top bins doesn't really make any sense either, but that's part of the vernacular now. There's not a huge amount we can do about that. But top bedrooms, yeah. What is it? What I don't understand.
But elsewhere on Soccer Saturday, Dave, it was really reassuring to hear at least one of their roving reporters having to deliver his update by phone, or as Jeff Stelling put it, from the moon. It's just nice. It's kind of visceral to know that they're just out and about in a cramped little press box somewhere and they have to do it by phone. That's fine, and it doesn't ruin the watching experience, because we're happy with that. It's reporting from the field.
Yeah, you know, it is nice, and it's definitely part of the sort of Soccer Saturday tapestry. But it is mad that in this day and age that it still happens. Like, basically no one should ever need to use a phone line ever again. If the pandemic's taught us one thing, it's that everything can be done via over the internet in a decent-ish quality connection. Surely you could, like, voice note it when it's not live.
We're talking about League 2 Wi-Fi here, aren't we?
I don't know.
It did get me thinking, though, Nick. You may remember a hit football cliché segment, every Football League goals roundup ever. I did start to wonder about the vital ingredient of a roving reporter update down the line from League 2 on Soccer Saturday. So we asked our listeners what the vital ingredients of this should be. Gaz Meek says it's important to include how many hours it's been since a team scored or conceded. Good, solid option. Nice bit of colour. Sean Rapson, love this, Sean Rapson. Not quite seeing who got the final touch for a goal. Love that. Definitely. So yeah, all of those I will bear in mind, because I'm going to attempt every League 2 Soccer Saturday roving reporter update ever. By phone.
Are you going to have to phone me?
I was hoping you might be able to put a phone effect on it.
Well, we'll see.
That's right, Jeff. That's Team X's fans you can hear celebrating over to my left. The equaliser we thought was coming has arrived. The first goal Team Y have conceded in over 6 hours of football. And weirdly passive-aggressive manager Ray is absolutely furious. I couldn't quite see who got the final touch, but it's journeyman striker B who's claiming it. His fifth goal of the season. A long throw from grizzled player coach C from the right. The ball pinballed around the Team Y 6-yard box for what seemed like an age. Until journeyman striker B, who turned 36 on Thursday, doing what he so often does, took the ball away. The heavens have just opened here in vague English postal district, but those away fans who've travelled 600 odd miles for this one, some of them are up at 4 a.m, they won't care about that. Still 18 minutes to go here at charming 113-year-old Stadium Z, and it's game on, 1-1!
Oh, look at that! That is wonderful!
Brought to your ears by The Athletic, this is Football Clichés.
Message from Samuel Simmons. Guidance needed, he asks. What type of goal constitutes the commentary pick that one out? I saw a clip on Twitter where a goal was scored and they said this, but it irked me as it didn't feel right. To me, it should be scored with power outside the box, but I need the panel's wisdom. But what goal does qualify for pick that one out? In fact, before you even say that, what does pick that one out even mean?
Pick that one out. I think isn't that a message to the keeper to say, have a bit of that? Pick that one out of your net. Really? Smashed on past you. That's
my understanding. It's something that somebody says, but they're not really sure. So it's the goalkeeper's job to get it out of the net. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think initially, I mean, yeah, now it's become, I don't think people are specifically thinking that, but I think that's the initial, in my head anyway, because it's quite confrontational. So it's kind of
like a challenge.
Having a go. Yeah, so I think it definitely needs to be struck with anger, right, because pick that one out is quite aggressive. Mm. You know, it's basically
have a bit of that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, goals, I think either they have to be hit really hard. So they're either a long distance smasher or one that's pulled back, could be as close as edge of the area, and I think is like leathered into the top corner.
Yeah, I think it's a force thing. I think it's a strength of the shot. Pick that one out.
So you couldn't say curl a lovely shot into the top corner from 35 yards and have that picked out?
No.
I feel like it's a borderline case.
But I think it's smashed with power, with aggression. From long range or close range.
It's a top corner situation, though, right? Are we all agreed on that?
No, I don't. No, I don't think it has to be. For me, it's purely a power and force thing.
Can't be on the ground, because then it'd be like bend down and pick that one up.
The only way it could be on the ground, I think, is if it's a real kind of daisy cutter. That I definitely think a left footer has an advantage in, to pick that one out, because I'm imagining it's pulled back and a left footer arrives and just absolutely leathers it, sort of George Albert, who I've mentioned before. I think it's Jorg, actually, anyway, isn't
Jorg
it?
Yes,
yeah.
But important stuff, and I think we've got to the bottom of that. Well done, everyone. Charlie, we talk about Richard Keys and Andy Gray a lot on this podcast, not often particularly flatteringly, but here's a little clip from the weekend from Andy Gray, I would say rolling back the years, because by which I mean he's taken a well-established autopilot footballing superlative and got just a little bit too much mileage out of it.
What a goal from Mo Salah. What a goal.
It's up there. Put that one in the top drawer, Richard. Just leave it in that top drawer and see how many others join it during the season.
Yeah.
Charlie, the dedication to the phrase top drawer there is absolutely sensational.
That's a really good imagery. I also like the yeah from whoever it is alongside them. I presume Nigel de Jong, because it's normally him. Yeah. And Mo Salah as well is good. But yeah, probably is the correct pronunciation, to be fair to Keezy. But it does sound quite him at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. It's good, Dave, that he went for top drawer and not what some people often slip into, which is top shelf, which means something entirely different.
Very different.
Scruffy goal scored at the back post.
Yeah. No, I like the idea of Mo Salah's goal just sitting there in the top drawer, just on its own at the moment. Yeah.
Waiting for others to join it.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed that little snippet of Football Clichés, make sure to check out our extensive back catalogue of 227 episodes, including chats with Jamie Carragher, Keir Starmer, and this week's guests, Matt Lucas and Ellis James. Just search for Football Clichés on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Athletic.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.